Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys for the next 2 hours. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. You just gave me a great idea. We don't need to get more time on the show. We just need to talk faster.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Get more information out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you call, talk really fast, and we'll be able to do more in less time.
888-654-GUYS. 888-654-4897.
I didn't get that. Will you please slow down?
I don't think our listeners are like that too much. We're just kidding. Our phone number, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Like I just said a minute ago, you have us for the next 2 hours. So any, and we mean any help you need, any advice you need, whether you're building a house or changing a light bulb, get a hold of the Inside Outside Guys. We're here for you.
You know, and we've heard more and more from our listeners regarding commercial properties, and we strongly encourage that because, quite frankly, I feel like we are competent with regard to most commercial applications, and if not, we've got people.
We have a lot of people.
Yeah, we do. The roofing system's interesting. We published an article, was it last week, on flat roofs? The week before last?
Week before last, yes. Yeah. And the Detroit News home sale section.
Thank you. Sometimes don't remember. Anyway, we got a email from a company in Sweden or Norway.
Yump and Yemeni.
Yeah. Hoofta. So they apparently manufacture roof sensors. They're built into the roof system. And the intention of those sensors, of course, is to track any leaks, breaches, water, intrusion, that kind of thing. And they're going to send us more information on that, so we'll share that with you,
How did they make that connection?
Well, the guy said, you must be the Chuck Bridenstine at WJR, and I said, yes, I am. No, I don't know.
Noticed the red dot on your chest.
Yeah, exactly. Saw the article somewhere.
Wow, that's cool.
It is cool, isn't it?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about the new smart technology, just that.
The new what?
Smart technology,
Chuck. Oh, I thought
Chuck.
You said smut.
Smut. Smart technology. Okay. I was speaking fast, like you said. Smart technology. And there is so many. And what you're saying right there. Wow. Wow. What a technology that is.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazingly cool. But some of the steps I have, I know we're going to have Sheriff Bouchard on in a couple weeks, correct?
He's going to be on a week from today.
Okay. He's going to be helping
Michael Bouchard is a friend of the show.
Keeping people safe when they go on vacation. He helps out with security. But
you know, it's cool. He has a house. And he has asked us questions in the past.
Sure.
He's a homeowner.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. But some of the new technology they have, like for the leaks, you know, you can put a smart meter on one of your pipes in your house. And if that pipe springs a leak, this meter will go, hey, you have a leak. And it'll let you know wherever you are at.
It'll track so usage, cool. too, and habits.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is amazing. They have products like that have an algorithm built into them, so once it's been installed for, say, 6 months of your normal living cycles, it will track how much water you should be using at a given time on a given day of the week. And if that becomes different, it will notify you.
An alarm will go
off. It may even shut your water off.
Better not shut my water off. That'd be the last time I use that smart technology.
Big brother.
Turn my water off.
Big brother.
And with Lori Clark we had last week, you know, from Advanced Infrared, that kind of stuff is just making being a homeowner easier.
You know, really Bill Burkhart Jr.
Kanga.
He was in here, what, a month ago-ish?
Roughly.
3 weeks?
Yep.
4 weeks? Good guy. Great interview. And he had mentioned that they are gaining expertise on the drones to analyze, you know, combined with infrared's cameras to analyze large commercial roof structures so they don't have to get up on them.
Right.
And he promised he'd share more information with us as time goes on. So that's pretty cool, too.
We just referred Four Seasons Kanga Roof for a three-season room that was having the rubber roof issue. And they're such experts on that. And he asked what would they use, and probably EPDM products, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. And they do a great job when it comes to flat roofs and residential roofing as well, but they're really, really good when it comes to commercial flat roofs because that's an art. You really got to know what you're doing when it comes to – and let's be fair to say, if you have a commercial roof, there'll be puddles, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. You and I also, you being the brickhead of the two here, we get a lot of questions. Can I have that brickwork done or the re- tuck pointing done or the, you know, any of that stuff, sealing done in cold weather. We've got a guest coming on today that hopefully will answer some of those questions.
Yeah, Jeremiah Campbell, the owner of Brickworks Property Restoration, is going to come on with us and talk about what they can do in this type of weather and what they can do in the future. They have a great company. If you need brickwork done, you want to check out Brickworks Property Restoration. You'll hear from Jeremiah in about 20 minutes.
You know something you need to remember to ask him. You're right. We could not talk fast. I'm not capable. You have stirred a lot of questions up with listeners regarding that top of chimney damper.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure that we spend a few more minutes on that because apparently there's some confusion. You put it on top of the chimney?
I used to call it the top of the flue damper. Jeremiah calls it a top mount damper. But yeah, this is the time of year where people are going, why am I feeling a breeze from my fireplace?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be feeling a breeze from my fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You betcha.
A lot of your conditioned air escapes through your fireplace. So a good damper, and we mean a good one. If you still have the damper on you've had since day one, it's not a good damper.
No.
Guarantee it.
No. And tomorrow, I think Bob McComb's going to be talking to us.
What a guy. What a guy.
We've been way too long. He says, gosh, I haven't heard from you in a while. I said, I know, Bob, out of sight, out of mind. And he's got some cool stuff going on. He's doing a lot of remodeling. I think they're only doing one or two custom homes right now.
Is that all?
Yeah, I know. He reminds me, he's better than I ever was, but the kind of what I did, you know, just – we were very small volume, you know. We might have one home going and two remodeling projects going.
Sure, sure.
And that was it.
Yep.
And that's kind of what McComb does. But, boy, they do beautiful stuff.
Yeah, they do.
So that'll be fun. We'll have him on tomorrow. And then you mentioned Michael Bouchard.
We'll
be on with us next Saturday talking about home safety.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Let me give a shout-out real quick to McFarland Painting. Had a chance to go over there yesterday for their grand opening.
How was the food?
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
there was one chicken there that I could tell by looking at it, I would have cried if I ate it because it had really spicy.
Okay.
And I looked at it and go, I can't eat that.
I'm a baby with that stuff.
I'm a baby when it comes to spices. I cannot eat anything spicy. But they had a great crowd over at McFarland Painting for the new grand opening. A 43,000 square foot building.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And first class. They did a great job.
Yeah, we're thrilled. We're thrilled that McFarland Painting is one of our team partners.
You know, we've had some listeners talk to us about some foundation repair companies that are scams, and there are. They're in every niche of the industry, there are scam artists.
Right.
And one of the reasons we fell in love with Foundation Solutions 360 was because of the honesty and integrity of their owner, right?
They went and inspected a basement that three other companies told the homeowner she need work worth tens of thousands of dollars. Foundation 360 Solutions went in there and said, nope, you're fine. You don't need this. Call us in the future if you need this. Honesty is what the inside-outside guys look for, and you'll find that with Foundation Solutions 360.
888-654-4897. We invite your calls. We'd love to hear from you today about any questions, comments, concerns that you have.
when it comes to their house, right?
Thank you. You're right.
We are not therapists here.
We're nothing but housing. Nope.
Don't play one on TV and did not stay on a Holiday Inn Express last night. So give us a call for any and all your housing needs, 888-654-4897.
It's funny you bring up the Holiday Inn Express. I'm a rewards member of the IHG,
me
whatever.
Too.
Okay.
Me too. Yeah.
So going to be in Mount Pleasant for a concert next weekend, right?
Okay. Who are you seeing?
Little River Band and Ambrosia.
Oh, my gosh, you're so old.
I'm an old guy. And it's funny, I'm talking to my 21-year-old son about that. He goes, I've just gotten into Little River Band. They did some great stuff, Dad. He's 21.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it, too. I love when I hear my kids.
Oh, that's so cool.
Every one of my kids, I go to their radios, and they've got the old rock and roll on. Yeah.
So I called to reserve one night. I need one night. But because it's Central's graduation next week.
Oh, geez.
You got to do at least two night minimum. And I asked the girl, I said, is every hotel in town that way? She goes, oh, yeah, I guarantee you. She said, if you can even get a room.
Right.
It's like, you got to be kidding me. So I got to pay for two nights, even though I'm only going to be there one.
And you're going to do that?
What else are you going to do?
Pitch a tent? Knowing you, I thought you'd pitch a tent in their parking lot.
Remember, I'll be with my bride.
Yeah, I don't think that'd matter to you.
She'd let me sleep in a tent. But she'd go so get a room.
You're going to stay there one night, but you're going to pay for two. Or you're going to want to stay in there two?
I don't know what. I don't know. I don't know.
You better stay there too, because all they're going to do is sell it again.
That's true. You're right. It is. It's just one of those things. Talk about having you know, over a barrel.
Jeez.
I know. I thought you'd appreciate that.
So how are you liking the winter so far? I know it hasn't technically.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Me too. I know winter doesn't technically start for another, 10 days, 11 days?
21st.
But to me, winter is December, January, and February. That's winter for me.
When you want to go to sleep at 7 o'clock at night,
oh my
that's
goodness.
Winter.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not.
And that's been the last, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you sit there at 7:30 and you go, it's got to be midnight.
You're so right. You're so right.
But thank God it's not.
Well, if you look at the long-term forecast, we're supposed to be in the 30s, no major snow. So if we can get through December without any major snow, and that's what I care the most about is snow. I always go back to 2008, and it was a winter where it was really warm up until the middle of January. And boy, we got
hammered. Oh, and then we got
hammered
after that.
We just got hammered with snow and cold all the way through March. And normally March is a pretty good month. Yeah. You know, you're looking forward to come to an end. Hopefully we don't get that. Now, you got a new snowblower, didn't you?
I did. But I still don't want to have to use it.
I know. I'm the same way.
The one I'm getting rid of my old one today, giving it away, I told you. And it's like new. I mean, I pulled it out and there isn't a paint chip on it. It starts right up. It's one of those things, you know. Last year, I'm one of these guys, it's easier just to shovel most of the time.
Well, that's me.
So I'd shovel.
I'm the same
way. People go, don't you have a snowblower? I go, yeah.
Well, I know the reason you do it. I bought a snowblower, and I'm not kidding, 6-7 years ago. I have yet to fire it up.
You and I aren't far apart. Telling you, I pulled this old one out, and I'm going, you dummy. I mean,
I spent $700 on it.
Yeah,
it's been hanging on my wall, in my garage since then, and we've had some big snows.
Hanging on your wall, you're a better man than I am.
And we've had snow since then, but while I'm still halfway healthy, and it's exercise. I look at that as exercise.
I do too.
It's necessary exercise.
Yeah.
So I go out and I shovel it.
I know.
I don't have the kids anymore to shovel it.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
It really is. If we get the heavy stuff, I'll use the machine for
me
sure.
Me too. Or I'll call my kids.
Yeah, well.
Come help me, guys. Get out here.
Might have gotten far enough away that that doesn't do me any good anymore.
Right. 888-654, guys, taking your phone calls. 888-654-4899.
So you had an interesting picture of what looked like somebody having put a fist through some drywall.
Well, you know, I belong to a lot of building construction pages on Facebook because that's what we do.
Sure.
So get a lot of content, a lot of information. So you name it, whether it's plumbing, electrical, you name the trade, I'm on their Facebook page. So yesterday I thought this is very interesting that a gentleman said it was a handyman page. And I suggest other people do it because they're great pages to get professional advice. But it was a hole probably the size. It looks like someone took a basketball, threw it at the drywall, and it made about a 2-inch indentation, about an 8-inch circle. And the gentleman says, what would you charge to repair this? And you had people all the way from $100 to $600. And anyone that said, everyone knows everyone's so tough on Facebook, social media. So anyone that said $100, you got all these guys saying, you're crazy. Know your worth. You know, it's worth more than that. And then you get a guy that says $600, and they're, you're crazy. You're way too much money. You shouldn't charge people that kind of money. And that's social media in general.
Yeah.
But I'm going to lean on the high end, bud. When I see that, and I didn't comment because I don't comment on social media because so you're going to make someone mad no matter what you say.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's like after being married as many years as we have, you just shut up 90% of the time, right?
yeah, definitely like that. But so many guys you could tell didn't grasp the understanding of what it took to do the job that they've probably done 100 times. And when they said that's way too much money, you got to go there at least twice for a patch like that.
Yeah.
You've got to go twice.
Based on what you described, that's at least a 2-visit job.
Yeah. And then you have to go buy the material. Then you have to dispose of any of the material. And if you say to yourself, oh, yeah, but I have extra stuff left at home. Okay, but that still costs money. Or I have stuff left in my
van. If you don't see value in the inventory, you're storing it in your garage or your barn, then shame on you.
Exactly.
You paid for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Chuck, I'm going to lean towards the high side, especially when you're our age. It's different if you if you're a young guy and you're trying to get into the business and you know you can do a good job. You want to charge a couple hundred bucks, that's fine. But over time, you're never going to make a career or have a comfortable lifestyle by charging those kind of dollars.
You can't. You've got to charge for the actual work as though you were paying a person to go out there and do it. Even if you did it, you still have to charge that way.
Right.
And then on top of that, charge whatever your costs of doing business are. And they and most people lie to themselves about that on the short side.
You're right. You're right. And we were just talking about this with the recession inflation we have.
Yeah.
That a friend of yours was like he couldn't believe the price that people are getting. And if you just go back a few years and figure out what percentage we've gone up inflation, it's not out of line.
No.
It really isn't. So somewhere where we would have charged $300 2 years ago, that's going to be a $500 bill all day long.
Yeah.
Not only for inflation, but guys like us are dropping off every day. And it's harder to find guys like us who can do those repairs.
It's a scarcity rule. Yeah, the fewer professionals there are, the more valuable they will be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, boy, boy, have we seen that in certain niches of the industry. And that's why so many companies are becoming specialists. They cannot find people that are good generalists that can make them money over time.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yep, I agree. One of the things we're getting a lot of emails about, we're hearing about, Chuck, is people dealing with mold in their house.
And that time of year, buddy.
It is that time of year.
Yeah, we close the doors and windows.
Oh, and we tightened up the house, didn't we? You know?
Yeah, well, that's what I meant.
Right. But, I mean, go back 30 years ago, we didn't hear about this as much because we didn't care about tightening up our house as much as we do now.
Yeah, I think our article 3 or 4 weeks ago dealt with that issue on how many air changes are allowed per code and all that kind of stuff anymore.
What is it? Do you remember what that number is, air changes per hour?
I think it's 3 to 5 maximum allowable on a new structure. Which still sounds like a lot. That literally means that every hour through cracks and gaps in your house, all of the conditioned air in your house can escape and will have to be replaced 3 to 5 times.
Yeah.
I think it's 3.
Let's talk about some more when we get back from break. We're also going to have Jeremiah Campbell. Sorry, we'll talk about it probably beginning next hour because we're going to have Jeremiah Campbell, owner of Brickworks Property Restoration, coming on with us in just a couple minutes. In the meantime, if you're sitting at your watching TV, you know it's windy outside. You look over, your windows are shut, but you see the shades or the blinds blowing because the air is coming through. That means you have a window leak.
You have a window leak. And there may be some repairs you can do, but let's be honest. If your house is 25, 30 years old, you probably ought to look at a permanent solution with new windows with a company that has a pretty much lifetime warranty and guarantee.
Lifetime warranty, fantastic windows, and of course we must be talking about our good friends at Window World.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Hey, we want to remind everybody, if you're on a water well, even if your subdivision's on a water well, the state does not regulate water drawn directly from the ground, and it's really on the owner of those wells to make sure that the water quality is what it should be. So, of course, the Inside Outside guys have a resource for you, and you're all familiar with Jared Beauchamp. You and I trust Jared implicitly.
Yes, very much so.
Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions can test that water for you free of charge. They can do more extensive testing for, you know, a small fee, but they can provide real solutions to make sure you're drinking healthy, clean water. And why wouldn't you want to love your water?
I agree.
You know,
why take a chance?
I know. That sounds like an ABBA song.
You are what you absorb.
Take a chance.
That was an ABBA song.
Oh, sorry. Was it or no?
It was. You know, Chuck, years ago, we were just talking about the weather out there. And I remember years ago in the early 90s, I went through my apprenticeship, to lay brick. And I'd been laying brick for a few years.
Finally maturing at that point.
Yeah, I was. I really was. Yeah. Maybe not totally. But I started doing brick a few years before that, but the company I'd worked for started off as a laborer, of course. It was mainly residential repair work. And then in December, I think, of 1990, I got this job to go through my apprenticeship with the company. And that was a winter where it started snowing in November. It did not let up until April. And I remember
you quit work and didn't do anything else that winter?
No. What'd you say? Sorry? What was that?
No, you, I know the answer. You quit work and went home.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You couldn't do any more cold weather?
No, I remember showing up at that job at 7 o'clock in the morning before anyone else showed up, getting the fire started under the sand because you had to have the sand on fire for it would heat up.
Yep.
We would tarp off entire sides of houses. And we had, yeah, these are the houses we were doing. They were 40,000 brick on these houses. They were just huge houses.
That's a lot of brick, by the way, people. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Figure seven regular brick per square foot, do the math. Yeah.
And we worked outside all winter long, laying brick. And many of those times we had to take off our shirts because we were sweating so hard underneath those tents.
Isn't that funny?
Those tents, yes.
People think you're nuts.
Right.
You and I talk about times back when it was 30 degrees, no wind.
Yeah, you're right.
No precipitation. And you were hot in all your layers of clothing. You're shedding layers of clothing. People go, it's 30 degrees, fool. And you go, hey, acclimated to it.
We were doing that when it was zero. Just outside the tent that we were working, it'd be zero out there. Wind would be blowing, and we would be warm as can be. So there are still many ways that we can do cold weather masonry and cold weather concrete. Yeah. With us right now is the owner of Brickworks Property Restoration, Mr. Jeremiah Campbell, who knows the thing or two about cold weather brick lane, cold weather concrete. How you doing, Jeremiah?
I'm blessed and highly favored, my friends. How are you guys?
Man, life is good, and we appreciate the fact that you're taking time out of a busy Saturday this time of year to help educate our listeners, Jeremiah. Everything good?
Absolutely. In between soccer practices and soccer games, coaching for the kids, and bringing the value where I can.
You know, as a dad, Ken and I always are giving advice that those years are going to fly by so quickly that you'll look back and go, man, where did they go? So embrace and enjoy, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just heard Ken talking about cold weather, brickwork. Talk to our listeners, because a lot of people think that work has to stop right now.
I mean, in a lot of instances, unless it's an emergency or you're something with your health, whether the chimney's falling down, they can't get a chimney liner in, they're firing up their fireplaces, and it's not installing or it's not proper. And so what we're seeing right now is, yes, you can do that. The code regulated about 25 degrees to where you're allowed to use warm water and some types of chemicals to keep everything from freezing. We run about 3 to 5 crews the entire winter, depending on the type of project or the scope of the work. Guys, what we're really seeing right now is massive, massive shifting in the ground. We had an extremely dry summer, and when things dry up, a lot of people don't realize that when stuff dries up, stuff moves. And we have been called out as the expert in a lot of cities over here on the east side. And I'm telling you guys, a lot of people also don't know that the big box foundation repair companies out here got bought out by private equity. And they have a one-size-fits-all repair. And we're going in and removing a lot of these $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 systems from these homes. And as these homes are continuing to shift after these big box, the ones that you're hearing and seeing on the TV, they're failing. And
like what, Jeremiah, for instance? Give us, you don't have to name a company, but a specific system that you've torn out that isn't functioning well.
A lot of to do with helical piers and push piles. And so what's going on is when houses are sinking, our basement walls are buckling specifically. And so we've teamed up with our supplier. You know what I'm talking about? These companies that are coming in, their walls are bowing, and they're putting a fiberglass banding system or a small I-beam repair or some kind of system. We're seeing ground shift in the capacity where the ground, the actual concrete on the basement floor is busting because of the sheer weight. It's not properly anchored and attached, and we're getting call after call after call and from local engineering companies about these systems that keep failing.
Wow, that's frightening and pricey. I mean, the money that a homeowner has to throw good after bad is horrible.
Insane. It truly is. And when it comes to foundation repairs, masonry, brick, it's never about the money. What happens is the cost versus the value proposition for doing things the right way. You can. What is the old adage? You guys know what I'm talking about when they say you can pick three different things: fast, good, and cheap, and you can only pick two.
Yep.
And so yep. as the economy shifts, as everybody knows, we have to be a little bit more responsible with our money. And so I'm just wanting the listeners to understand, to call to getting multiple estimates, to understanding the authority in the industries, allowing them to make the proper decisions and making sure that they're educating themselves is the utmost importance. Just because a company has been in business and rights of warranty, we're seeing houses with warranties with lifetime guarantees, gentlemen, lifetime. And within 6 months, they're moving and nobody's standing behind their warranties.
Wow.
Yeah, in a busy economy, we warn people of that. And it's, I think that's one of the big reasons that Ken and I are very careful about, you know, when we affiliate ourselves with a company like Brickworks. We're very careful in knowing that you guys will take care of people, that you'll follow through on your promises. And you're right with the foundation solutions. We've seen situations where one company recommended a $30,000 repair and another company came in and said, you really don't need anything but a several hundred dollar repair here.
Yep, absolutely. I see that. What we're really seeing is you know, spacing out their load capacities instead of 4 feet to 9 feet, knowing that it's not going to hold. What we're seeing is these patented systems where you bolt it into the floor, and then instead of busting out the concrete floor, you're bolting it into the floor, and then you're using, 2-inch lag bolts at the top holding these things on, and we're seeing twisting and pulling. And then we're seeing there's no way to engineer it properly unless you have an engineer on site or a stamp drawing when you're running piers. Some piers 6 feet away from each other, one's going to go 25 feet in the ground, the other one's going to go 79 feet because of load-bearing stratum. And there's a lot of engineering and calculation that the staff needs to be able to be trained on properly from the manufacturer.
And that's so true. I heard you say something about fiberglass straps earlier. You're talking about the carbon fiber. And I've seen companies put that in, telling the homeowners this will last forever. Knowing, I mean, they have to know when they put that in that that carbon fiber strap is not going to stop a wall from moving.
Correct. Yeah.
So, Jeremiah, there are a lot of block basements around the southeast Michigan state of Michigan, cinder block basements, and a lot of those, because of the dry weather we have, sometimes push-pull, start to move in a little bit. Let me just let people know, if you have a masonry issue, whether it's in your basement, outside, garage, it's never going to get better. Once it starts, I call it cancer on the house, because once it starts, water gets in there, it freezes, it pops, it just keeps on spreading. So it's so important. People can save themselves tens of thousands of dollars when they first see the issue to give a company like Brickworks a call.
Yes, I always tell everybody that one guarantee is it's never going to get better on its own. It's only, and you can't act like it's going to fix itself or go away. They don't. They continue to get worse. And the thing that sets us apart is we don't have to go in there and try to give you a patented system. We're not bound by contractual laws, by franchises and parent companies and things like that. We'll go in and rebuild the wall. And so if it means that the wall is too bad and too far gone beyond repair, we jack the house up and we'll replace the entire wall. And there's no possible way to shift the house wall back, a foundation wall, whether it be poured or CMU. If it's a block or if it's a poured wall, it doesn't matter. The only way you can move is alleviate the pressure from the outside, and that's a full exterior dig. And so companies out there are trying to give customers the idea that you can go down there and tighten a bolt and move a wall back. And so understanding restraints of budgets, we know that sometimes the homeowner doesn't have a solution and they can't pay that. And it will help slow it down. However, it's not actually, it's more of a Band-Aid rather than fixing the problem.
And let's be honest with you. Most foundation repairs are not inexpensive. It's something nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to repair their foundation because there's nothing sexy about it. You know?
There really isn't.
There
You're
really
not
isn't.
Bring your neighbors over for a party and go, let me show you what they did in my basement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if they don't repair them, they need to be repaired, and Brickwork has some way they can help them financially through that. Can you stick around just a minute, Jeremiah? We can talk about that when we get back.
100%. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeremiah. You know, we've been warning people, if you're putting those decorations out and you are underwired, you have an old house with an old 40-amp service, and you're sticking all kinds of extension cords into the only outdoor plug that you've got that's not even GFCI protected. Shame.
It's not that expensive to call an electrician out. I had one out just recently. They don't
Not a good one.
Not a good one. If you need plugs replaced, you need maybe ceiling fans put in, Lake Point Electric can take care of all those needs, and they're experts, and we mean experts at standby generators. So make sure if you need a standby generator or any electricity needs whatsoever, call Lake Point Electric.
And, of course, Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks, right? You still with us, Jeremiah?
He didn't go anywhere. Yep. Jeremiah, before he went to break, I just wanted to make sure he mentioned the people. And I mentioned, you know, foundation and basement walls. But if someone's out there, and I also mentioned earlier about the chimneys. And, look, if you have a problem with your chimney, if you're looking up at your chimney and you're seeing brick falling off, it's only going to get worse. And we'll take that down to the basement walls as well. They're only going to get worse. And, Jeremiah, if I'm sitting there at my house and I'm looking at this, I know I need it done, but I just don't have the funds right now, how can Brickworks help me out?
Absolutely. We've actually partnered with several different lenders. And so we offer, you know, we have the 12-month same as cash, no interest, no payment for 12 months. We have the 5-year and 10-year, 7.99. You know, it's a lot of this is dependent on your credit. But we source 2 or 3 different types of finance partners that we're able to give you the most aggressive rates that we possibly can, because we know if you wait too long, it's going to continue to get worse. And a lot of these are issues with health, and a lot of these are issues with safety when it comes to your chimney and specifically your foundation.
You are so right. And people don't tend to think about that when it comes to safety. I mean, not just can something fall on you, but you get moisture in there, you're going to get mold in there. And you're going to be breathing unhealthy air.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things that we're seeing is the ridiculous increases in all of our costs. And so our steel continues to go up. We just got released a 22% increase on concrete right after January 1st with an additional 15 to 20% in July. And so what a lot of people and a lot of our consumers aren't realizing is the allocation on materials right now. So materials are so scarce, specifically around concrete, and the cement itself are so scarce. And a lot of people say, oh yeah, it's a COVID issue. It's this issue. It's a supply chain issue. No, it's an EPA issue. They can no longer produce the actual cement as fast and as efficient as they did forever. And so they're putting massive restrictions on how and able. So we're seeing about a 50% decrease in production. And so when you're not able to, we're seeing prices shoot through the roof. And what I wanted to do for all of your listeners is make sure that we're going to extend 2022 prices and lock prices in. As long as you get an estimate by us in a signed contract with a deposit by January 31st, and we're going to honor 2022 prices. We've already locked in our allocation for our concrete this year. And so we are already allotted twice as much cement and concrete that we've done over the last. And I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but we actually partnered and bought a portion of a local ready mix company. And we're producing our own concrete now, and we have ticket stamps. And so we ended up going through and procuring our volumetric truck. So we're the only ones in the state of Michigan that can guarantee the product that we're actually pouring for each and every one of your listeners.
So a lot of people aren't thinking concrete right now. They're not thinking concrete driveways, concrete walkways, and they're not going to be for the next couple of months. So how can we get them to start thinking concrete, Jeremiah?
Well, if they were thinking about it over the last 18 to 24 months and made the phone calls, they quickly understood that nobody's calling them back. So when the economy starts to shift, 2/3 of companies go out of business. So 95 to 99% of companies go out of business in the first 5 years. So what it does is it really does a service to every one of your listeners and the general public. When the economy starts to shift, it takes the weak out. It takes the guys out that are a race to the bottom. And when you get a race to the bottom, again, you can get beat on price, but you can never beat on cost. You could pay them the low-cost provider, the truck in a truck, the stand in a van, whatever you want to call it. You can pay them their $9, $10 a square foot. Or you can do it the right way, get it done once, and you can get a guarantee. You can get a guarantee from a company like Brickworks rather than a warranty when they tell you to call the manufacturer.
I love it. And you know what? We will push the idea. I mean, anybody out there that's had a house in the last 5 years knows those price increases are crazy. So the fact that if they sign a contract with Brickworks before January 31st, you'll lock in their pricing for the year. That is huge.
Oh, I guarantee if they lock it in January or they wait till May or June when they're busy, when they're 6-8 weeks out, it's going to cost 10-20% more.
Oh, come July, they'll be going, boy, was I a genius.
Can I still get those prices?
Truly. No. Yeah, that's awesome, Jeremiah. God bless you. We will spread the word on that.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And we're just continuing to invest in our company and every one of our individual team members. So this weekend, we're actually taking 200 team members, our employees, our team of all of our brands. So we're talking Brickworks, U.S. Concrete, Four Season Ready Mix. We're taking over 200 individuals to Kalahari to celebrate our fifth annual Christmas banquet. And so we got 200 individuals traveling over 2 hours to go and participate in our award ceremony, and Brickworks is putting that on. And I know it's a little bit in the future, but we got about 2 months out now, and we're going to be offering Brickworks Academy. And that's when we invite everybody from our industry and anybody looking to trade careers. And we're going
to
be
Feel free to share more information with us on that.
Oh, when it comes up, I mean, and I want to have you guys out. Maybe we'll do a segment. So what we're really trying to pour into is the youth. Because nobody's dying to say, I want to be a concrete finisher, I want to be a brick guy. Nobody wants to do that. However, these type of careers, I mean, you guys know just as well as I do. It's the future. Because it's a
there's
need and
music. It's a hard career, but it's a must. I'll tell you what.
Great one.
You and I, Brick Masonry, gave us great careers. We're very, very grateful for it.
Absolutely. Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks, we really appreciate you taking the time today. God bless. Keep us informed on this stuff, will you please?
Thank you, sir. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Hey, a company you and I love. They've been with us, I think, from day one on WJR.
Honest, ethical, hardworking, gives back to the community on a regular basis. You know, when it comes to roofing, you're going to be hard-pressed to find someone that you can trust more than our good friends at Kearns Brothers.
888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you regarding your housing concerns, questions, or comments. Did I do okay that? You're not going to yell at me? I
would never yell at you,
I didn't screw that up. Hey, I got to say, Jeremiah's connection wasn't as good as we would have liked it. We apologize for that. But he made a comment. This year, Ken and I had talked about allocations for concrete and cement products and limitations on, you know, what companies could get. He's been negotiating with several transit firms to make sure that they can do all the work they can sell. And he made a statement, and I repeated it to him to make sure we got it right. If you call them and sign a contract before January 31st, even though the work might not be done until June, July, August, whatever, they will lock in your pricing. And, man, if you haven't been paying attention, everything has been going up 10, 20%. For the last 3-4 years, you and I even have been shocked at some of the pricing we're seeing.
Could you imagine if you knew 3 years ago you wanted to move, but you didn't quite want to? So I'm going to pick out that house, and can I pay you for it now? But I'm not going to move in 3 years. How much money they would have saved?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, we've got a lot of companies. Tim at Pro Home Improvement has committed to do that several times. And a lot of the business owners will do that. If you call them up and say, look, I don't need the work done yet, but I'd like you guys to bid it. I'd like a commitment to do it. And I want to lock in my pricing. Will you do that? If you do that with a lot of our people, they will say absolutely.
Absolutely. If you want to give Brickworks Property Restoration a call, 586-330-4920 or toll free at 877-MASONRY.
You know, you and I had the opportunity to be on the cutting edge with a great company that kind of change the whole dynamic for concrete floor coverings in the Midwest. Wouldn't you agree?
110%. Yes.
And it's interesting. My neighbor, great, great people, came to me this past summer, and he had a couple companies that were not Motor City Floors and Coatings bid his garage floor.
Okay.
He's He's one of these people, everything always looks good on his house.
Right.
He does a great job, and he kind of sets the standard for what we're all supposed to be doing.
He's that one, eh, that neighbor?
Oh, bless Tom. He's a good, he's a great neighbor. And I said, have you talked to Motor City Floors and Coatings yet? And he hadn't. He said, well, they told me they don't grind the floors. You know, they're done in a day, and there's no way you can do it right in a day and all this stuff. I said, boy, they pioneered that industry.
They did.
Long story short, he called them. He told me this a couple weeks later. They were actually almost half of what one of the companies had bid him for that garage floor. And, of course, they grind the floor. They won't put their system down if they don't grind the floor. They just have it down to a science, and they do it in a day, day and a half. And he was thrilled with it. And the leader in the industry, Motor City Floors and Coatings, was actually less money than the two competitors.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I really do believe that. They have such a great organization over there. Now, we were just talking to them recently, and winter coming up, and we want to make sure people understand this about Motor City Floors and Coatings. The product that they put down can save a homeowner not only tons of money,
oh my gosh,
but so much stress. Has anyone out there ever had a garage floor replaced? Has anyone ever out there had a patio
Yuck.
Replaced? And the issue when concrete goes bad, it's not always that it's shifting. If it's done right, the shifting shouldn't be an issue. But if it is, Motor City Floors and Coatings can take care of that as well. But a lot of time it's just pitting. It's just small cracks. And people will say, how can they put a coating over this?
Yeah.
Not only can they put a coating over it, but they can put a 15-year warranty on top of that.
And how many times have Rob and Max said to us, we believe that 15-year warranty is going to become a 20-year warranty,
oh, absolutely,
or a 25-year
yeah.
warranty. They yeah. are seeing such great results. Remember, this was a new product. This was something that, you know, the industry kind of experiments with stuff like this when they start using it.
And we had to help, Chuck. You and I had to help. Get the message out that this is not epoxy, okay? This
no.
is a polyurea. And, yeah, you may look at epoxy that was put down.
Polyaspartic polyurea.
Thank you. And they look the same.
Yeah.
But this product is night and day better than epoxy. This
yeah.
That's why they're able to put the warranty down on it. So before you get your concrete floor replaced or your concrete replaced, which is going to put so much into your life, so much stress, give Motor City Floors and Coatings a call. And also, they can put this product down 12 months a year here in Michigan.
If you talk to Ryan, he's an expert sales consultant.
And put the same
yeah.
warranty behind it.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Hey, we'll take your phone calls. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. You have any questions about your home, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today. And 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And let's put it out there right now. We really appreciate all the emails that you people are sending us out there. They're such we even get some really good questions, haven't we?
We do. Hey, I got to ask you. You were at McFarland's new world headquarters yesterday. Now,
yes.
You and I were there maybe, 3 weeks ago or so, and they still had some stuff to do.
Yep.
So you walked away. What was your impression?
I couldn't have been more impressed. A painting company.
I know, you don't think of a painting company.
No, I mean, that's just the way I got to say it. But there's so much more than a painting company. They do so much more than a painting company.
Than what you traditionally think a painting company would do.
Here's what I really respect. Yeah. Yes, you're right. Here's what I really respect about that company is their vision. They're not afraid. They know, and I love companies that don't let fear control them, or people that don't let fear control them.
They know the market, and they go after it and create a professional niche for it. You're so right about it. You know, it's funny you say that, because Rove Pest Control kind of came into a market dominated by a few national players that everybody knew about
yep.
and everybody calls.
Yep.
But the truth is that hands-on, one-on-one service, when your house has a pest issue, you just can't say enough about having a company like Rove Pest Control that will be there for you.
That's Rove Pest Control, R-O-V-E.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. We have, I guess, some apologies to make to some people that were on hold that we
yeah,
didn't
you know
about, right?
Danielle's and Dave do such a great job sending these over, but I accidentally, they were down on my list here. I did not see them. So Larry St. Clair Shore, if you want to call in, he wanted to ask about bathroom exhaust fan. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So let's go to the phones, 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Greg in Commerce. Good morning, Greg. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How can we help you?
Okay. I have a situation where last Saturday during our heavy winds, Part of my siding came off my house. It's vinyl siding, Dutch lamp. I guess it's called Double Five. And it's on the side of a dormer on my house. I've had three contractors look at it. And one of them, who I'm interested in, is insisting that I put a vapor barrier up behind the new siding. I'm going to take it all down on that side and replace it all. But underneath it currently is the old T111 that was the old side of the house. The vinyl siding was on it when I bought the house 18 years ago. But I'm curious whether it would be smart or necessary to put a vapor barrier behind vinyl siding on top of an old T111 facade, knowing that the rest of the house doesn't have it anyway.
I wouldn't do it without it.
Yeah, and let's correct that a little bit. Those are rain barriers today, not vapor barriers. And the distinction is this. That allows vapor from inside the house to move through the barrier and get out, but it doesn't allow any active water from the outside to go in. So, yes, we definitely suggest it. Yep.
All right. Should I then consider, this is going to be a big undertaking, removing siding from the balance of my house, which also doesn't have it, and put that in?
So, Greg, the T111 was the old siding that was on the house, and they just went over. How old is your house?
50. 72. I don't know when the current vinyl siding was installed, because it was there when I bought the house 18 years ago.
Chances are, underneath that vinyl siding, you have a tar paper, at least. Wouldn't you think, Chuck?
No, he's just got the T111. That's what he's telling us.
I mean, I'm sorry, under the T111. Oh, wow. Wow,
yeah.
Couldn't do that today.
And it may be that the T111 was put right over the studs. That's a possibility, although back in the 70s, they may have put a rigid foam underneath that. But in either case, can it hurt to do what you're suggesting? Absolutely not. If you're good with vinyl siding, it's certainly a very doable thing. But to do one wall and not do the other three, is that a negative? No, not at all.
Especially if it's a southwest-facing wall.
Yeah, good point.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It is. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll do it that way, and then maybe my wife will get her wish, and we'll resize the entire house one day.
Well, if you have other questions on that, don't hesitate to get hold of us.
Thank you for your question, Greg. I greatly appreciate it.
It's a great question.
It is. It is. Thank you. Yeah, you know, if anyone's going to re-side a house today, no matter what's on their existing, they're going to put a house wrap on that. There's just no reason.
And again, today, those are rain barriers. That's the intent of those. You and I talk about back in the 70s-ish when Tyvek made the big splash as a house wrap, it was to keep air from blowing through the walls.
Right.
You know, still wrap your house like a blanket, you know, and people were boy, they did a great job marketing that. And we'd have owners, I want that Tyvek on my house, you know. And, of course, that's a whole other story that I'll save for later on that you and I have talked about in the past. But it's a different product today, and its purpose is to keep active moisture that gets behind your siding from working its way into the wall cavities.
But also, but also on those windy days will help tighten up that house.
Well, it will, but I mean, if you've got T111, I guarantee air will not blow through T111.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And how it's installed. I remember you coming in here one time, was it a year or two ago? You had been by a project where they were putting that on in pieces.
The T111?
No, the rain barrier and the
styrofoam.
And you showed me pictures. It's like, if they're going to do it that way, they shouldn't even bother doing it.
Totally agree.
They might even do more damage by improperly installing it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember that.
Remember that?
I do. I do very well. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Larry called a few minutes ago, and we didn't get him on, and we apologize, and wanted to ask about a bathroom exhaust fan. And first thing Chuck and I always say when it comes to bathroom exhaust fans is the ones that the builders put in originally – don't do the trick. Those usually
some builders.
Most builders.
Code minimum doesn't do it.
That's a good way to put it. Their code minimum, which is a 50 CFM fan, does not do the trick right. You want at least 150, 200. You want that stuff to get out there. And then you really, what is so important is you want to make sure that it is exhausted to the outside of the house. There is a great percentage of bathroom fans right now out there that just exhaust up into their attic. And a good way you can tell whether that's your fan or not, on a very windy day, just go stand underneath that fan. And if you hear the wind from the outside, then you know it's exhausted outside. Or if you turn it on, like my exhaust right underneath my soffit. So I know it's
which
fine.
Is where you and I prefer either a sidewall below the overhang or the soffit itself, the overhang itself.
But I have to install another fan. I have to. I'm starting to get a little. I have a bathroom area about the size of this room. And then I have the where the actual toilet is partitioned off with just a door opening.
Oh, and that's where they put the fan.
And that's where they put the fan. Because I think back then it was more about smell from waste than it was exhausting the humid air.
Moist air,
And now, so this big room, I need to put a fan in. And within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to put it in.
Well, hey, if nobody calls, we've got some stuff we can add to that conversation. But, you know, if you have a great company come in and do a full design, specification, pricing, then supports that with professional build-out and warranty, you've got a rare company indeed, but we have one for you.
We do, with all the bells and whistles a homeowner would want to make the final decision on who they're going to hire. If you go to Kopke Remodeling Showroom on Van Dyke between 16 and 17 Mile Road, you'll see everything they can offer, plus the virtual stuff they have, which is so cool. So if you're thinking about a new bathroom or a kitchen remodel or a new addition, you want to consider Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, one of the ways to keep those shovels and rakes from rusting while they're sitting unused during the next few months is to just spray a little mineral oil on them if they're in a place where they're not going to drip it onto a nice garage floor or, you know, if they're out in the shed.
Yeah.
A little mineral oil in a light mist will preserve and protect that metal.
Now, what about going into garage doors going into winter? Time to do some maintenance on them? Just a little bit. Huh? I mean, maintenance on a garage door takes, what, 5 minutes?
It does for me. I mean, if the bearings and the wheels are good, the hinges are good. I'm a big believer. I keep silicone spray. I've got probably 6 cans of just pure silicone spray, and I use that for so many things. But, yeah, hit the bearings on the wheels. Don't hit the track. And hit the hinges on the door, and that should be good for you, you know.
Spring?
I don't know about the spring itself. I might do the where the bar that holds the torsion spring goes into the side bearings, roller bearings.
Yep.
I'd do the roller bearings themselves. But
see, I've always sprayed my springs.
Yeah, it can't hurt. I don't think it can hurt it.
Well, and then I raise it and lower the garage a few times when I do that.
Yeah.
And what you got to be careful of when you do that is if you're using a silicone spray, that doesn't drip on the front of your door. So you shut it.
Exactly.
And you don't know what's on there, and it could damage the front of your door. So make sure you consider that when you're doing it.
No, I agree with you 100%. And you and I mentioned the dry lube products, you know, for indoor hinges, you know, things like that, where you don't want to risk you know, having it run down or stain. We used to use graphite on the hinges on doors in houses all the time, but those would eventually, that would stain the jam, the trim, even though it worked really well. So a dry spray, and WD-40 makes one that you can buy, and it's called a dry lubricant.
Right, yep.
It's got PFFE or something like that. I can't even remember what the chemical is that they put in that. But it'll be sold as a dry lubricant, so that's a good product for that.
888-654-GUYS=888-654-4897. I want to go back to something Jeremiah Campbell said a few minutes ago from Brickworks, which people don't think about. All they think about is this time of year, if we get a ton of rain, soaking into the water, freezing, pushing against the house. But one thing you're going to have now in the weather we are in is we've had so little rain, the dirt around your basement will actually pull away. Even if it's an eighth of an inch, it gets so dry, it'll actually pull away from your basement.
I mentioned that in the article Friday.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get a rain and it gets down, then everyone goes, oh, no, I've got, you know, basement water problems.
Yeah.
And let us be the first to say, too, once it's down there, once you have basement waterproof, once you have, you know, a small leak at the bottom of that hairline crack, it's not going to go away. And the sooner you get it finished, this is with most things when it comes to exterior of a house, the sooner you get it finished, the more money you're going to save yourself. Is that fair to say?
I agree 100%. So oftentimes, as we've talked about again on the show and in our articles, if people could divert surface water well away from the home, they can eliminate those problems too.
Amen. Amen. You're so right about that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dennis in Royal Oak. Good morning, Dennis. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hi. Good morning, guys. First of all, I really enjoy your show. I have a question for you. About 12 years ago or 13 years ago, we had a family room added on to our house. And I asked the contractor to put on Tyvek on the outside. Well, lo and behold, I came home, and what did he do? He put the Tyvek on the inside and then put insulation over it. My wife and I are considering changing the color of our siding, so we were thinking of having the siding pulled off and putting the new siding on, you know, with the color that she wants. I'm wondering, should I now, if I do that, put a vapor barrier on the outside?
Yes, but what he did makes absolutely zero sense.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to have two of them.
I know. And
would you put one on the outside, Jeff?
Found out that,
I'm sorry.
When I came home and
go ahead.
Found out he put the Tyvek on the inside, I was furious.
This was a professional.
It should not be. Again, that product, the reincarnation of that product is as a rain barrier, so it should be immediately below your siding. Here's the issue.
Right.
You could have moisture working its way out of your house through the Tyvek he put on, and then all of a sudden, boom, right. It runs into the backside of that insulation he put on, and now it condenses, and you've got moisture locked in there where mold can thrive and all kinds of weird things can happen, rot, you know. And you don't even know what happens until you've got a huge problem that you got to fix.
Right.
So
in order to check that out, I'd have to tear all the drywall off on the inside.
Well, or when you take your siding off, if you selectively take some small pieces of that siding, insulation off and look at the back side of it.
Okay. Looking for moisture, looking for mold,
yeah,
anything like that.
Looking for any indication of mold, yeah. And do it randomly and selectively throughout the house very carefully so that you can easily repair it. That would be the easiest, best way to verify where you're at. But we would not put a second layer of that over the insulation before we put our siding back on, because now you've got a situation where you could be trapping even more moisture in there.
Okay. So I'd be better off just putting the siding on without the vapor barrier on the outside, knowing how
well. If you've already got one on there, I sure as heck wouldn't put a second one. Let me ask you something. What's the insulation? Is it a rigid foam?
No, it's actually, I think, a fiberglass insulation with the paper type backing on it.
A bat insulation. Okay.
Wow.
A bat insulation. Yes.
So he actually put a Tyvek problem,
product
on the inside of the stud face, then put a
inside and then put the fiberglass insulation over it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's backwards.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and you said the fiberglass also has a vapor barrier on it?
Yes, I believe so. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's somebody that doesn't understand what's going on and shouldn't be allowed to touch those products. I'm sorry.
Well,
you know,
he's
though,
since
if you have
there you go.
If you have a good overhang, you're on the east side of the house, you don't get a lot of weather in that side of the house, it really shouldn't affect you in the long run.
Yeah, it's on the south.
If you trap moisture in those cavities. Yeah. Yeah, I would really control humidity in your house, which you should do anyway.
Right.
Because high humidity will go to low and it'll move through your walls. People don't realize that it'll move through the floors and out. It'll move through the walls and outside, especially with the dry air outside this time of year, you know, the cold, dry air.
Yeah, who knows how he put that wrap in the first place, backwards? Who knows how it's even
installed? There's another good point, yeah.
If it's installed backwards, I mean, it's already not doing any good, but. So.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that helps, Dennis.
Yeah, I haven't noticed spots or anything on the walls from humidity at all on the inside.
Good.
And it's on the south. It's on the south side of the house.
Good. And smells too. You'd notice smells would be one of the first things that you noticed as well. And if you're not noticing that, you're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and we're not trying to fan the fuel of fear here, but it's a legitimate potential issue based on what you're telling us. So if you just keep your eye on it, like it sounds like you have, you're probably in good shape.
Right, right. Well, this contractor is no longer in business, so that tells you something.
Yeah, surprise.
Yep, yeah. It does.
All right, Dennis, well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Next up, we're going to talk. You're welcome. You're welcome, sir. Let's talk to Lou in Ann Arbor. Good morning, Lou. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, Ken and Chuck. This is a question on the driveway. Concrete driveway I had put in September. And then I heard some of your shows where you're talking about sealer. I don't have any sealer. I didn't put any sealer on. So now it's about 2 months, 3 months since that driveway was put in. Is it too late to put a sealer on? And second question, can I wait until the spring to put that concrete sealer over that?
All right. It's a great question, and I'm looking at the long-term forecast. And by looking at this long-term forecast, I would say, yes, it is too late to put it on at this point, because what you don't want it to do is drop below freezing within a 24-hour period of applying the sealer. So this year I would say no. In the springtime, I would wash any dirt off of that, and I would go get a matte finish water-based sealer and spray it on. Just with a little pump sprayer that you use for weeds in your garden. Make sure you buy a brand new one. Don't
breathable.
Yeah, don't use the same, because here's what people do. They have that sprayer in their garage that they use for chemicals a while back. They don't properly rinse it. They put another product in there, and it just winds up making a mess. So you want to get a new pump sprayer. A breathable matte finish sealer is what you want to use on that driveway.
And then try to keep the salts off it this winter.
Yeah, yeah, no salt at all. No salt products or melting products at all this winter. If anything, use sand is going to be your best bet.
Wow, you just answered the follow-up question I had. Because I have a 5-gallon pail of that white stuff that says pet safe, and I didn't know if that was, you know, that could be used. But I understand you're saying don't do it now. But next winter, it's okay.
Use Ken's magic mix on any concrete.
Hey, Lou, do us a favor. I want to talk more about this when we get back from break. Do you mind sticking around over the break, buddy?
Oh, absolutely. I'll stay.
Okay, we'll finish this conversation when we get back from break. In the meantime, Chuck, we talked about moist basements. People that have a basement and they may want to make a living area out of it, but they don't know where to start. What would be your suggestion, my friend?
I'd start with a company that's going to make darn sure that basement is dry and going to be dry for the next 20 years, and then can design and build a beautiful space for you down there.
Yeah, and if people want to add space to their house, should they go up, should they go out, should they go down? Going down is always going to be less expensive. And that's when you want to call this company that does a wonderful job, and that company is Basements Plus. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Also, every Friday at the Detroit News Homestyle section, you can read the Inside Outside Guys article. Make sure you check it out. Go buy the paper.
Yeah, and this past Friday, yesterday, was about why basements fail. And it talks about stuff Ken and I have talked about for 15 years on the show. Yeah. But it's kind of all in one place, and it's dedicated just to that topic. So take a look at it.
Yeah, we still have Lou on the line. And Lou called and asked a question about sealing his driveway.
Yeah.
And Lou, you still there, my friend?
No, Ken.
Okay, one of the reasons I asked you to stick around is if by any chance you took a look at the contract that you signed with the contractor that did your driveway, And do you know if it says anything on that contract about putting ice melter on the concrete in the first year? Do you know if it has that in there?
I think, yes. I remember somewhere either he spoke to me or was on the contract that for that first winter, since we just had it done in September, not to use it.
Good.
Not
good.
To use the melter, yeah.
And I'm going to say the same thing unless it's an emergency. I mean, if you have some ice that's building up and you can't get it off there, yeah, use it sparingly.
You've tried, you suggested sand, and I think your mix is ideal for people, a magnesium chloride mix with sand or something like that.
And what Chuck's talking about is basically a 30% sand with a 70% sand with a 30% ice melter. And the reason we like that recipe is because as that ice melter melts, it stays in the sand. It doesn't wash away. And you hear people say, but I don't want to track sand all through my house. Well, you'd rather track sand than an ice melter or a salt through your house. Much, much better for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense, Lou?
Yeah. And Ken, I didn't use rebar. They had put in that fiber mesh into the concrete. I want to get your comments on that.
No, you don't.
Wait and see.
I'm not a fan of fiber mesh, Lou. I think not by itself. No, there's no reason not to put steel in concrete. It's such a small price part of the job. I mean, you're talking maybe 3 or 4% of the cost of the material is that steel. It's so inexpensive, and that fiber will not hold those slabs together. Only steel will hold those slabs together. So my suggestion to you, Lou, if you ever see any big gaps opening up where they cut that concrete on the expansion joints, make sure you get a product in there, a polyurethane product in there. You don't want water undermining that. But to be honest with you, you're probably good for quite a while, Lou. You probably shouldn't have any problems.
Oh, good. And can the sand, that clay sand is stupid. How about the Sacrete all-purpose sand? Would that be okay?
That's fine, sir. Any sand. Any sand's fine.
Yeah. Oh, any sand. Yep. Yeah, because the other stuff, I don't know, doesn't seem to work for
it's
me.
It's not very gritty.
In the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no traction. Okay, I appreciate the help on it, and I'll make a mixture if I have to use the white stuff.
Yeah, and remember, we're telling other people this who are listening as well. When you mix that, make sure you keep a cover on it, some kind of lid. Keep a soup can to spread it with. But if you don't keep it, it'll literally absorb the moisture from the air. Yeah. And if you have a lot of that ice melt, it'll melt together and be
clump up.
Yeah, yep. So make sure you keep a lid on top of that, okay?
That's good to know. Yeah, but right now it's a full 5-gallon thing, but I'll make sure I keep that on. Yeah.
Okay,
so thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Love the show.
God bless you, Lou. Thank you so much for calling. And I want to remind people, Lou called because we're here right now, but if you're sitting on a Tuesday night and you go, what is that? Send us the email. Guys, I noticed this spot on my corner of my bathroom. It's black. I think it's mold. What should I do? Whatever it may be. Remember, the guys are here for you 24/7 for the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, here's something we don't do, okay, because we do have lives. We don't answer emails every day. We try to answer a couple times a week, so you might have to wait a day or two for your response. But we'll always, always, always get back to you.
And every once in a while, we get people asking us to give them a phone call, and that just has not proven to be possible.
No.
In the 15 years we've been doing this, you end up playing phone tag, and it just doesn't work with the volume of requests that we're dealing with. So forgive us in advance, but we want you to know that.
And I got to tell you where I've had an issue with that, Chuck, is I've done that before, and then out of the blue,
I'll just, too.
Then I'm their full-time consultant during dinner time.
Well, you're leaving voicemails, and then they're calling back and leaving voicemails because you're busy. And when you multiply that times possibly 25 people a day that are getting hold of us, it just isn't doable, and our apologies in advance.
Good point.
National Association of Home Builders came out this week and said, admitted what Ken and I have been talking about, that housing sales are slowing down primarily due to interest rates. That's the belief of all the professionals in the industry. I know it
makes me angry.
And they predict there's going to be a bit of a slowdown in new housing starts from now through first or second quarter of 2024. when they expect the Fed to start easing interest rates back again. And it's interesting because the top 30-year rates right now, I think, are just above 6%. Does that sound right? 6.5%?
Still, for guys like you and I?
That's like, wow, here's that's
one
low.
Here's one thing I wouldn't let do. I would not let that interest rate stop me from buying a house that I liked right now.
No, not if I thought it was a good value, it was a house I wanted. I agree with you.
I'll buy it, and I'll rate they come back down in a few years, which we know they will, and refinance it.
Yeah, and the big financing companies are telling you, if rates go down in 2 years, you know, we'll put a clause in the contract that allows you to refi through us anyway. Appraisals usually are good for a year or two at least. I know. I agree with you. But we have a demographic now, your kids and mine.
Yeah.
That are at that age where they'd see nothing but 1%, 1.75%, and for them, 6 is the moon.
You're right.
Like, who would buy anything at 6%?
Hey, and if you're that person out there thinking about building a new house or putting an addition on your house, tomorrow morning we're going to have Bob McComb from McComb Construction, who's been our residential builder here for years with the inside outside guys. He's been with us for probably 10 years now.
And they do. Their design plan, they're a great
beautiful
company.
I've seen their kitchen remodels when they're done, Chuck. Absolutely gorgeous. Make sure you listen tomorrow morning between 10 and noon to the Inside Outside Guys. Besides talking to Bob McComb from McComb Construction, we'll be taking your phone calls just like we did today. Danielle and Dave back at the studio, thank you so much for everything you do. You make us sound great. We appreciate it very much. And for you out there, if you need anything for your home, and we do mean anything during the week, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.